Pig has the team and location to make your Up North dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of this last half hour today, this Tuesday, May 26, 2026 edition. Talking about Mike Duggan, former mayor of Detroit, Democrat, running as an independent for governor. These political pundits claiming he dropped out too early. However, Brad Williams, director of the Lansing-based Clark Hill Public Strategy, former Detroit Chamber of Government Relations Vice President. Williams said wholeheartedly he supported Duggan's candidacy and felt it would be seen through to the end. But when the latest Glengariff poll, which the Detroit Chamber paid for, Duggan saw that he was not holding on to his support. Williams said Duggan had to do what was best for him and his family. However, what I think this shows is that real reform, the olive branch that comes from bipartisanship, is going to have to come from a two-party system. Duggan's supporters are going to come back to their original party, the Democrats, and they need to push their candidates to break this duopoly of ideas that come constantly only from the two-party system. Williams noted that running as an independent comes with organizational challenges. Unable to be introduced and hosted by local county chairs, party clubs, like the partisan candidates can be. Suspicions are now circulating around what could be Duggan's next move. Does Duggan get tapped to become the University of Michigan's next president, as he has a degree, both a bachelor and a law degree, from U of M? Additionally, who does he endorse? As moderate voters who knew him most in Detroit, ticket-splitting battlegrounds like Downriver, Macomb County, and certain white-collar Oakland County hubs, everybody's now wondering, where will they go? Well, the Democrats hope that his supporters will come to them. So they, the Democrats, are treating Duggan as graciously as possible. Even though Benson, Secretary of State, earlier last week called Duggan at a UAW debate the lying corporate candidate. Now she says Duggan made the case to bring more civility, more listening, and more people willing to work together to politics. Well, that's not what she did. She attacked him at the debate. So it's going to be very interesting to see where this continues to go. A few other stories, a couple short ones I wanted to get to. This is kind of an interesting story. Department of Corrections, our prison system, claims that there's a systemic black or toxic mold condition inside the state's only woman's prison. Well, Director Heidi Washington calls the allegations simply false. However, Washington faces renewed calls to resign after two recent deaths and months of scrutiny over conditions inside the prison. In a series of statements, DOC Public Information Officer Jenny Reel said the department recently conducted comprehensive environmental testing with an independent certified expert, found results consistent with expected results typically found in large settings where individuals live and work. Reel also said Washington and the department's medical director met Friday, May 22nd, with the stakeholders, members of the legislature, and representatives from the congressional delegation to provide updates, answers, questions, and share information on correctional operations and policy. Although State Representative Lori Podhoski, Democrat from Livonia, had been investigating conditions at the Woman's Huron Valley Correctional Facility, said she was not invited to participate on Friday's call. However, she did obtain a link, and she joined alongside State Representative Reggie Miller, Democrat from Belleville, and Emily Diedendorf, Democrat from Lansing. She said they would let in 5 minutes after it started, joining it while it was already in progress. The director seemed to have read off of a press statement without adding any new information. She only answered two questions before ending the meeting, Podhoski said. Most of the questions in the chat from the meeting went unanswered. And the goal wasn't to hijack the meeting that was happening. It was only to figure out why these meetings keep taking place. And that the legislators that have been calling for transparency and accountability are never invited. Podhoski said she had not seen any of the environmental testing reports, adding that it was one of the questions that went unanswered during the meeting. Well, Podhoski previously had raised concerns about black mold, ventilation issues, medical neglect, strip searches, retaliations, and the deaths during a February House Oversight Committee hearing, where she described what she called as a representative sample of failures inside the facility. Well, the department's latest statement came after Lynette Howard, 28, died on May 13th, followed by the death of Rebecca Feckler, 57, who died this past Sunday. Michigan Department of Corrections has said both causes of death are unknown and under investigation. Right. Well, another state representative, Sarah Leitner, who was on the call this week, is calling for Washington's resignation. Leitner marked the third time since 2024 that she has asked the director to step down. Today, or last Friday when this took place, Congressman Sri Thanadar, Democrat of Detroit, joined in the call. He also called for the resignation in a press release. Thanadar said, in the last month alone, there's been four deaths in the department that we know of, adding that this is not the first time they've seen issues within the department highlighting misuse during the China virus pandemic. Since then, there's been a chronic staffing shortage of correction officers. Issues about the prison conditions have consistently plagued the DOC. Bottom line, Thanedar said, when the families of inmates, state legislators, and other community stakeholders who have attempted to address these concerns, they've been dismissed by the department every single time. In the richest country in the world, everyone deserves to be treated with dignity. Michigan Department of Corrections Director Washington's leadership has been a total failure. The evidence is clear. Director Washington must resign immediately before more harm is done. Well, the department has cautioned against speculation before investigations are complete. We don't want to run the risk of being sued for a wrongful termination, said Podhoski. Claims or speculation on the deaths of any individual within the Michigan DOC custody before examinations and investigations are complete can be very harmful, not only to the loved ones and the victims, but to the taxpayers. They're the ones who have to pay these large court settlements for wrongful termination cases. So, very, very interesting. Well, again, I want to remind you, 7 o'clock tonight, City of Gaylord. Come to the City Hall, located at the east end of Main Street, east of town, north side. They're going to be appointing two replacement city council members, and they're going to be hearing and voting on the rezoning of a piece of property that a developer wants to build 84 new, brand new duplex housing units. 42 duplexes, 84 housing units. And right now, some of the city council members are not in favor of it. You need to come and be heard during the 3 minutes of public comment. We need these housing units in Gaylord. Final segment of today's show will be...
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Into the Show. Final segment, hour number three. So, again, if you live in Gaylord or live close by, 7 o'clock tonight, City Hall, City of Gaylord. I'll be there. The developer, Anthony Randazzo, Pat Battaglia, others will be there. Come speak during public comment. Gaylord needs this housing, and they should rezone it. All the neighbors are R2, surrounded by apartment buildings, all kinds of other multifamily projects. They want to try to keep it single-family residential. Sorry. Nobody's going to build single-family homes backing up to I-75, surrounded by apartment buildings. Just not going to do it. It's not realistic. So they need to approve it, and let's build these units and get people some brand-new units to live in. Well, you heard the commercial. It's official. Tickets are now available to reserve for the 4th of July, the big mid-Michigan party we're going to have celebrating our country's 250th birthday, Saturday, 4th of July in Farwell, Michigan. Come be a part of it. Absolutely, greatly appreciate you guys doing it. Go to libertymountainusa.com, click on events, go to 4th of July, and reserve your tickets today. It's going to be a great time. Mark Farner's American Band, former lead guitar vocalist, be the main band right before the fireworks. So get your tickets, reserve your spot. It's going to be a great time. Same location 2 weeks later, Saturday, July 18th, Turn Michigan Red. Michigan Republican Party is hosting a fundraising event for the state party and for all 83 county parties. Ted Nugent, his family band, is coming to Liberty Mountain on Saturday, July 18th. You can go to the same website, Liberty Mountain USA, click on events, and get your tickets reserved for that as well. Two Saturdays, July 4th, July 18th, back-to-back at Liberty Mountain. It's going to be a rock and roll summer. You need to come and be part of the fun. We're excited. Now, one of the last things, let's see. Okay. I don't get it. Why is that not working? I'm going to type weird. Because I sent him text message, and for some reason, it's not working. Do you have an iPhone? Because iPhones, for some reason, don't like those links. Trying to send Mark Farner the commercial. I texted it to him, and it's not coming through. Anyway, let's see. Do I have another short story? I had some tidbits. Where were they? Kind of an interesting little short story that I had lined up. There it is. Interest in the Great Startup Program. Great Start Readiness Program applications for 2026-2027 school year are up 65% compared to this time last year, according to the Michigan Department of Lifelong Education, Advancement, and Potential. The My Leap program announced this week. So far, 36,000 applications have been already submitted to the state's primary pre-K program. It's an increase of over 14,000 over last spring 2025. According to preliminary reports coming from the intermediate school districts, statewide enrollment has reached an all-time high with over 55,000 children currently participating in the Great Start Readiness Program. This is more than double the number they served back in 2021 when the program first launched. So, more and more families taking advantage of the pre-kindergarten four-year-old program within the public school system. So pretty interesting development there. Also, Governor Gretchen Whitmer ordered all U.S. and Michigan flags within the state capitol complex, all public buildings and grounds across the state, to be lowered to half staff on Monday to honor Memorial Day and to remember the lost lives in the line of duty. Flags are to be restored to full staff. That's it for today's show. Now back to the music of the 6070 Motown, the Roots of Rock and Roll at 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a terrific Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body